And it crosses my mind that maybe Mommy is just saying this to make them feel better. Like telling my grandmother in Nueva York that Tio Tony is fine, whom we haven't seen in months. Mr. Washburn pops his head out of the car and says, "Time to go, folks." The Garcia girls go down the line, hugging and kissing each of us. They've already set their special toys on the back seat of the car. Through the open door, I can see Yo's snow globe, the storm starting to settle down so the tiny deer can eat the flakes strewn on the ground. When Carla gets to me, the tears well up in my eyes. I can't help it. There's no portrait of El Jefe out here to make me brave and strong. I hang my head as the tears drop down. "We'll see you soon," Carla reminds me. But it only makes me cry harder when she reaches over and absently pushes my hair back behind my ears.
Okay, let's make sure we know what's going on. Anita says that her grandparents and most of her other relatives have moved to New York City already. And now the Garcias are moving there too. It's weird. They're leaving in a huge hurry and hardly taking any of their things. And they don't seem very happy about it. So why are they going? Well, the introduction said that in real life, lots of people had to flee the Dominican Republic because they were involved in a plot to get rid of the dictator El Jefe. He found out, and the plotters had to escape the country so they wouldn't be thrown in jail or killed. Maybe Anita's relatives were part of that plot, and now they're running for their lives. Also, what about that guy Washburn? He's an American consul, whatever that is. Must be one of those American government workers who lives in the Dominican Republic. And I guess he's not a fan of El Jefe since he's helping the Garcias to escape. Let's find out more. Keep reading after the big space on page 9, starting with "After the car leaves."
After the car leaves, we stand for a while looking down the empty driveway. I feel hollow inside, as if a big part of me is gone. Finally, we turn and cross over to our house, through the hibiscus hedge, carrying the book bags of supplies the Garcia girls left for us to use. Overnight, we've become what Mrs. Brown calls a nuclear family. Just my parents and my sister and brother, instead of the large familia of uncles and aunts and cousins and my grandparents who were living in the compound only a few months ago. Now all the houses but ours are empty. The orchid shed is full of straggly blossoms. The hammock that used to hang in the porch of Tio Tony's bachelor pad has been taken down. The pond is overrun with bullfrogs that croak all night long.